Yeah, I know from just driving past the course recently, it was amazing how much you could see out onto all of your courses. And I know some people that who've never had the privilege to play the clubs that oh, it's been really nice. You drive by there, you can actually see what the place looks like now. But Michael, let me ask you this. You know, you never know what's going to happen due to supply chains and COVID issues and things like that. But is there a tentative start? Are you hoping to get underway work-wise next year, and or would it be 23? And what would you anticipate if things go well would be the amount of time the course would actually be fully shut down?
Yeah, all of the detailed, let's say, construction planning and permitting are things that we'll be working on immediately. And all through next season, with the idea that we'll actually begin moving dirt next fall, probably in the October, November timeframe. And they should be able to make quite a lot of progress, you know, before this time next year, right? And then we will continue to, you know, refine the new green complexes and bunkers and tee boxes. In the early part of 23, with the idea that we've got to get, you know, seed planted or turf planted, you know, around the course and use the rest of next or 23 season for growing. And the idea would be that if all goes well, that we would be opening up in the, let's say, the spring timeframe, you know, May, June timeframe on a limited basis in 24. And that's an important milestone for us because we're looking for 2+ years of growing in the turf so that the conditions will be appropriately exceptional for the 26 President's Cup, which is an event that occurs in September.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, what did the PGA Tour have to say, especially with that event coming to your club? Did they have any thoughts, any concerns? I know that from speaking to the folks at the USGA, certain projects got done in advance of their championships. But I know when you know, Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw come in, or Gil Hanse comes in, they never seem to have any fears about it getting done and getting done right. What was the tour's feedback about this project and your hiring of OCM?
The tour, you know, everyone from the competition staff, the architecture staff, the head agronomist, all have experience with OCM from various projects and courses around the world. So they were quite comfortable with the selection of OCM. And it was really fun when both parties were on site back last September to see, you know, them rekindling relationships from, you know, from the past. So they were supportive of the choice of OCM. They liked the design. I mean, obviously, it's a conceptual design. It's on paper right now, but saw, you know, great potential both from a tournament operations perspective, and the tour people actually made some constructive input that OCM considered in the design. More from a logistics perspective, not from a competition perspective, but they were pleased with the design and see how it can, you know, make the course, you know, maybe a stiffer test for professionals, but also a more fun test for professionals. With respect to the timing, look, I'm not going to say that there's an incredible amount of lead or contingency time that we have in this plan. It's fairly tight. We have to execute, but you know, all parties are on board, and we'll be you know, giving the project the necessary attention that we need in order to, you know, work through the inevitable issues as they surface. Everyone's well aware and on the same page, and the tour have been really extraordinarily great partners through this process. You know, if you think about it, when we were selected for the President's Cup, we won on the basis of the current Course 3 design, which, you know, it's a great golf course, a, you know, world-renowned golf course as it sits today. And from the tour's perspective, it's quite predictable, right, in terms of the outcome, where you would situate hospitality venues and certain staging areas, et cetera. We, from the very early, you know, from the time that we essentially put the deal together with the tour, we knew we were going to invite them in and have them take a look at the proposed new design. And they did that, and they were quite comfortable with it. And, you know, what they told me, you know, quite directly was, you know, this is going to be an extraordinary President's Cup, regardless of which course you have. So it's just nice to have a partner that's with you like that. We're certainly going to be working together for the next couple of years to make sure we meet all the deadlines.
Yeah, to double back here for a second, on the green area, you were talking about the greens. A lot of times over the years, as you've probably learned in renovations or restorations, the greens sometimes lose size over the years. Is there any plan to enlarge the greens? And or sometimes when you host the type of championships that your club hosts, sometimes those bunkers get a little deeper, the faces get a little higher. Is any of that go into the green complexes here as you redo them?
I would expect the greens to be anywhere between 30% and 40% larger than what they are today on average. And it really kind of depends on the hole in terms of what the difference would be. And I would also expect them to have more contour than they do today, more variety in terms of their, you know, front to back, you know, back to front, you know, kind of sloping, for a couple more pinnable locations. Maybe, let's say, more challenging pin locations for some of the tournaments that we'll do, and more accessible pin locations for our daily member play.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like quite a project. You know, there are those out there who still claim, as they watch Justin Thomas go so low during the BMW Championship, that might have kick-started this project a little bit. And, of course, the Western Golf Association made some recent news with a 5-year extension of BMW, but I'm sure between your project and the President's Cup, I'm sure there would be no room to take on another BMW championship during the 5-year extension. But is there any thought that someday, once you get a few years down the road from the President's Cup, you would love to see more than 24 guys that are going to play in the President's Cup come out and challenge this golf course in its new state?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd like to respond to something you said just right at the beginning of your question. The BMW scoring, it is what it is. I mean, they're exceptional players, and the conditions happen to be ripe for very low scoring. But as I said before, the real driver for the project was the fact that we were going to have infrastructure investment, and we wanted to create a better experience for our members. That, I mean, those are the primary objectives. Through the course of doing the work with OCM, we saw the opportunity to do some things that we think will challenge the pros, and again, introduce a bit more strategy to how the professionals play. So then getting, you know, back to the core of your question, one of the things that's maybe unique about Medina relative to other clubs in the area or across the country is our members really love to host tournaments. You know, being a member at Medina, we kind of lose sight of that or take it for granted, but it's an overwhelming majority of our members love to host tournaments. So we have an option after the President's Cup, another 4 or 5 years after that, so 30-31, for another tour playoff type event, whether it's BMW or Tour Championship or, you know, whatever it happens to be at that point in time, is very much on the table. But also in parallel with that, we're a club that also aspires to have strong relationships with each of the governing bodies of golf, so PGA of America as well as USGA, and we'll be walking them through these design changes as well for things that could be, you know, a bit more out in the future, but very consistent with our, you know, aspiration as a club to be a tournament venue, you know, but usually once or twice a decade. I mean, we don't see ourselves doing things, you know, on an annual or, you know, semi-annual basis. It's more in that, you know, 5 to 7 year range is what our members typically are supportive of.
Apparently, some of the next available U.S. Opens sit out there around 2030 or 31, something like that. And that would give you a nice 5-year window after the President's Cup. And you've got a new man in charge at the USGA who grew up in Naperville. He might enjoy seeing the U.S. Open return back in Illinois in the Chicagoland area, say after, by 30 or 31, it would almost be a 28 to 30 year window there.
Yeah, no, it would be wonderful. And Mike's a terrific guy, and we wish him all the best. You know, we're certainly looking forward to our conversations with Mike and his team.
Michael, is there anything else you'd like to say about this project or Medina Country Club that we haven't discussed and you think it would be good for the general public or golfers or people who just aren't a part of Medina on a regular basis with a membership, but always respect what the club has done, especially with major championships over the years?
I would just underscore how tremendous it is that our members are behind this project. I mean, we've been working on this, you know, Course 3 master planning project for over 2 years. And to see, you know, massive numbers, very high percentage of our members showing up in support of the project and to see members just rally behind this is incredible. And I know the members are going to be understanding. They're going to work through the, you know, the period of dust, as you know, as we call it, and they're going to be rewarded with a tremendous golf course that, you know, Rory, it walks a fine line, right? I mean, it honors the history of Medina. Much of what OCM is doing is kind of taking us back in time to the look and feel of what the course was back way back, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and balancing that with, you know, making us relevant and preparing us for the future. When you look at the distances and accuracy that the pros have, and the introduction of new holes that will create higher degrees of shot variety and layout change, it's going to be really exciting. And the next couple of years are going to be a lot of work, but we look forward to unveiling the course in 2024. What it looked like in the 40s, you know, this is what it looked like in the 90s, this is what it looked like in 2000. So, and what they did is they picked out the strongest elements. And, you know, some of the holes really are going back in time. The third hole and fourth hole, the fourth hole in particular, which kind of slopes back up towards the gun lodge, had dramatic bunkering back in the early days. And that's a part of the design, right? So they had the aerial photos, and that's what I'm saying. They walked a very fine line between picking the best and honoring the past of Medina, and then balancing that with the realities of the modern game of golf, and addressing some of the criticisms that certain people have had about maybe some redundancy on certain holes. And it's going to be a very fresh and exciting look.
When we got talking about the trees, maybe in your answer when we kind of broke down the trees, is that going to allow for some additional yardage on there? I know we talked about tree count and things, but...
The yardage is not materially different. I think I have it right here. I think it's...
Well, I mean, even if you're adding a small amount, 50, 100, 125 yards or something like that,
yeah,
I know you're pretty long already, but...
Yeah, it would be in that order. I think it's like 7,700. Yeah, 7,700 from the back tees as currently contemplated. Again, things could change on the ground. That's probably a little bit longer than what 3 is today. But again, we expect that it'll play as a par 70 for the professionals.